Blog Talk Radio.
Kingdom down, Lord Jesus. Oh,
Satan, we're gonna tear your kingdom down.
Our gates,
building
your kingdom, yeah.
All
over the land, you know what
Satan.
But the preachers are gonna preach your kingdom down. Good God Almighty, yes.
For the preachers are gonna preach
your kingdom down. Oh yes,
you've been
building your kingdom. Oh yes, hallelujah. Not only that, but listen up, for the mothers are going to pray your kingdom down. Good God of my day,
for
the mothers
are gonna pray
your kingdom down. You know what? Not only that, but listen. Satan, we're gonna tear your kingdom down. Yes, we are. Oh, Satan, we're gonna bring it down. Oh, yes. I got one more verse, listen. But the deacons are gonna pray your kingdom down. Glory be to God.
For the deacons,
oh yeah.
We're gonna pray your kingdom.
We're gonna pray it down. They're gonna pray it down.
Good morning and welcome to the Purpose of Closures Blog Talk Radio. And I am your host, Cassandra Brand, with tearing the devil's kingdom down, episode by episode. Every time I get up and get here on this line, it's a kick. It's like a punch giving the devil a black eye. Welcome, caller. Please keep your phone on mute. I'll put it on mute for you. All right. Today we are praying for addictions, but we're going to start off. You know what we do? we start off with our affirmations to get our mind right. So whether if you are laying down, you're driving, you got your earplugs in, just focus on the affirmation, creating our own reality.
It's time to create your reality. It's time to consciously choose the life you desire. And it all begins by what you think. Your thoughts create your reality. If you want change in your life, it begins by changing your thoughts. And in changing your thoughts, you are shifting or shedding old ways and moving into a new reality. Use these affirmations to begin to program your subconscious mind. By listening to them entering your conscious mind, you will begin to imprint your subconscious mind. And not necessarily asking how change will occur, but rather just allowing, trusting, letting go, and allow your new thoughts to be born when divine timing is called. Listen to these affirmations for 30 days at any time, preferably as you drift off to sleep, to allow them to enter into your subconscious mind with a greater ease. And simply observe the changes that you will begin to see in your life as they unfold. Be the change that you would like to see in your world. It all starts with you. Many blessings to you of abundance, love, and happiness. I am improving myself on a daily basis. I have the power to change. Take care of myself. I am naturally confident and successful. I am grateful for all I have in my life. Constantly growing and developing. I use positive self-talk on a daily basis. I believe in me. I love and respect myself. I encourage myself and others. I am fully confident in who I am. Pay attention to the good things in my life. I am at peace with who I am. I choose to forgive myself and others. am respectful to others. I feel confident with who I am. Positive self-talk ensures my independence. I am healthy, wealthy, and wise. I create my own reality from my heart and mind. My body is beautiful. Take time to relax before going to bed. I am dreaming my purpose into being right in this very moment. Practice patience each day. I am at peace with myself. I take care of my physical body. I live each day moment to moment. I am the co-creator of my life. I make good decisions each day. I live in a world where I am valued. Have inner peace. I am stress-free. I am comfortable with myself. Confident person. I live my life with abundance. I believe in myself. It's okay to be me. I respect Mother Nature and divine timing. I am a positive thinker. I accept myself for who I am. I see the world for what it is. I feel comfortable in my own space. I am moving on from my past. Always take the time to wind down at the end of the day. I am on the path to a better future. It's okay to feel all of my feelings. I take 100% responsibility for my life. My mind is focused on creating a better future. I am courageous. Brave. I am relaxed and calm. I am fearless. I always stand up for myself.
Yes, good morning, God's morning. And I pray that all is well with you and you enjoy your affirmations. We change them every 30 days because we want to get it in our spirit, you know, speaking positive affirmations over our lives, working daily to become a better version of ourselves and manifestation, our dreams and our goals. Not that God needs help, but he needs help. We have to believe. We need the help by believing. Faith, not fear. Living by faith, not in fear. Today's prayer is for addictions, sex, drugs, alcohol, gambling, and food. Yes, even food. Some people are addicted to food. They always got to have something in their mouths. Gambling. These are all spirits that tries to overtake us. And once you understand the root of it, then you can control the fruit of it. Sometimes it's detoxing, but definitely through prayer for addiction. You would be surprised. What encouraged me, inspired me to do this prayer, a young lady by the name of Jocelyn Hernandez, okay? She is a reality TV celebrity, young lady. They call her the Puerto Rican princess. And she's come from a hard background in life, and she's still young. Now, on reality TV, people get paid for just being themselves, and she is definitely showing up and showing out. I don't believe it's her. I believe it's a spirit, allegedly, of drugs and a combination of a few other things. She was on the set. She's the executive producer. She was fighting man, women, anything that got in her way. On reality TV, this young lady, allegedly, I believe that she was under influence of drugs. She had another young lady and a chokehold. Now, when you're under influence of drugs, alcohol, and things like that, et cetera, sometimes people snap. I mean, she was not letting this girl go. They had to peel her off. And then she started fighting the security guards that was supposed to be protecting her. Things happen when you're under the influence of other addictions. Just like with sex, you have people going out. They're all in different kinds of masochism and things like that because they get off killing people or raping people or being a peeping Tom, okay? A lot of these things people don't talk about on the platform or even talk about publicly or even share. I believe if we continue to acknowledge, then we know what we're dealing with, then you know what to pray for. Gladys Knight, she had a gambling problem. Yes, Gladys Knight, she had a gambling problem. You have some celebrities here. Eric Clapton, he struggled with heroin. These big-time celebrities that you see on TV, they have struggles too. A lot of it comes from undealt with trauma in people's lives. Terry Crews, he had addiction with porn. And porn is a multi-billion dollar business. Drugs is a multi-billion dollar business. Alcohol is a multi-billion dollar business. Food is a multi-billion dollar business. So, excuse me, people are actually profiting off of people's addictions, and they make it more easy, acceptable. And things we just have to believe and think and speak for ourselves, not because the society is doing it. but because we know right from wrong, and no one's going to help you get off unless you want to get off of your addictions. We're going to be praying daily. I want to share this song because sometimes you may think you're losing everything, but you still have everything.
If I lost everything and didn't have anything, and you were the only thing, I still have everything. If I lost everything, yeah, and didn't have anything, and you were the only thing, I still have everything. It's you, my everything. It's you, my everything. It's you, my everything. I still have everything. Yeah, yeah. It's you, my everything. It's you, my everything. It's you, my everything. I still have everything.
Can you hear me sing it?
The word of God says, when you turn from your wicked ways, he will heal your land. And once you decide, make that decision and have a true desire to deal and to be rid of the addictions, your life will change. You think you're losing everything. Those are things that you gained during that lifestyle that you was living with the people that was in your circle. So you're going to think you're going to be losing something, but you're going to be gaining everything. Because what will a man gain if he should lose his soul? I've never seen a hearse behind a U-Haul or a U-Haul behind a hearse. Times are becoming more challenging, and it's time to make changes and better decisions for ourselves and our lives. You're like, oh, I'm going to do it tomorrow. Well, I'm going to do it today. It's a divine appointment just for you. And when the Holy Spirit begins to minister and intervene in your life, at a blink of an eye, your life will change, which is 1,000 years to us. But a blink of an eye, that's how fast God can make it happen. Thank you for the callers, and thank you for the listeners. If you're listening, you want to call in, the number is 319-527-6072. 319-527-6072. Follow this broadcast to receive notifications when episodes are being online. We have two radio stations. This one is to spend time with God. Spend time with God because you want to wake up with Him on your mind. Positive affirmation, prayer, you know, building a strong community of prayer partners, touching and agreeing. And that's important. Instead of just jumping out the bed and running to the office and going straight to battle with coworkers and your bosses, spend time with God. If you have any requests, prayer requests, or you have a request of music you would like to listen to as well, you may contact me at purposeclosure@gmail.com. purposeclosure@gmail.com. It's purposeclosure@gmail.com. Also, subscribe to my YouTube channel in the process of building it. What you see is what you get. You may get the dog. You may get mom. You may get dad. You may get me cooking. You know, it's just to become alive in a connection, you know, with my listeners as well here on the Purpose Closure Blog Talk Radio. You may purchase my books at thepurposeofclosure.com. You may purchase my books, The Purpose of Closure, Volume 1, 2, and 3, and my latest book, 10 Wrong Reasons to Get Married. That is on the ebook. But you can get that. It's available either on Amazon or on my website, thepurposeofclosure.com. I also want to give someone, I know everyone's familiar with Gladys Knight, but also Elton John, who is also allegedly gay, but he struggled with drugs and alcohol in his past as well. But he turned from it. He turned from it. Allegedly. Okay. I say that, I mean, I just let you know, you never know what people do behind closed doors. Jamie Lee Curtis. She struggled with alcohol and painkillers. Unfortunately, that's another big drug in the industry where people think it's okay, just like with alcohol, pills, prescriptions, medication. I've experienced it myself. You know, I take care of my elderly father, and some of the prescriptions they'd be wanting to give him, I have to say no. What is it for? How long is it for? What are the effects? Because for a while, it was just like he was zombied out. So just be careful. You know, when it comes to things like, you know, medications as well, prescriptions, just because alcohol and medications are, legal, it doesn't make it right or healthy for your body. That's why we have to stay alert and stay prayerful. I'm always looking for sponsors, advertising, and a co-host. If you think you got what it takes to be a co-host, that door is in 32 different countries plus now. still growing. Also, appreciate all donations. That just helps to keep the equipment update and research, you know, and help to employ others to help do research work as well. If anyone have anything they want to say, please, if you got any questions or anything, and then we're going to begin our prayer. And before we begin our prayer, we just want to stay on the same page and know that it's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you. Your will, your way, and your purpose in our lives. I love that song. Now, when we begin this prayer of deliverance from addictions for the believer, You got to believe that it can be done. I know it's challenging. I've experienced quite a few of these things, all of these things myself. And it's a process. So if you're struggling with sex addiction like porn, escorts, being a cougar, trying to buy love, or some people just feel like, If some people feel like if they're having sex, they're being loved, or they just want to be, it's just a pleasure for them. This is all flesh, trying to set us the flesh. Drugs to numb the pain because they never dealt with trauma, or alcohol. They think they're just going to drain the pain, numb the pain. Because it really don't taste that good. Gambling. Wanting a quick fix. It's quick. These are the lies that the enemy tell us. Or food. I know people who have food addictions. Got to taste everything and anything. You know, the man that be on the reality show that used to eat bats and spiders and bugs and all different kinds of stuff. God rest his soul. I'm not sure, but I think he had passed away, allegedly. It's challenging, and some people don't even understand the degree of what's behind it. That's why when we say this prayer, have to believe that God is able. There's a God, but you are not it. Excuse me. Dear Heavenly Father, I stand in faith on the authority I have as a believer in Jesus Christ and a co-heir of to his kingdom. The word says that Satan has come down with great wrath, knowing that he has only a short time. We know, Lord, that you are the only answer. We know, Lord, that the enemy comes to steal our lives, to kill and destroy our families, and the name of Jesus Christ. I bind every evil spirit and every evil plan the enemy has planned to keep me, us, and this action. God's word said that God has planned for good and not evil. Jeremiah 29:11. For me, and I claim God's plan for my life right now. This is what you say. You claim God's plan for your life right now. You have given me all the authority through Jesus Christ to execute this judgment on the forces of Satan. Psalms 149:5-9. Your word says that the adversary of the Lord should be broken in pieces in your perfect timing, and will bring salvation, restoration, and healing to me. Samuel 2:10. So when you say me, point to yourself. O Lord, with each new day, help me to be strong and continue to trust in you. Bring into my eyes and my heart an honesty that sees my true situation, and find strength in your goodness and guidance. I declare release from my addictions and receive my renewed joy in living from this day forward. Psalms 21:1-3. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in you. Cleanse my mind of all darkness and fill it with love and light. Almighty God, you sent Jesus to set the captive free. Isaiah 6:1. I know your power, and I know you might, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This is just touching me. I ask that you deliver me from all addictions and bondage that has kept me from being and doing my best. I know, Lord, that you and only you can and will deliver me from this evil. Help me to arm myself with strength and hope. Help those around me to give me sound and godly advice. I believe in miracles, and according to your word, Psalms 149:5-9, because you are my deliverer. Heavenly Father, I ask, send your angelic warriors to drive back this stronghold of addiction. To God be the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I felt some chains being broken. I really do. I feel some change. I believe it's okay to feel, but I believe that some change has been broken. If you have been listening in and you're dealing with anything, sex, drugs, alcohol, gambling, or food, believe. That's all you got to do is believe. And if you don't have any of these things to deal with, share with someone that you know is struggling with these addictions. I said a loved one, because if you love them, you'll share it, if you believe it. even if they don't believe for them, that will encourage them to believe. It's nothing like spending time with God early in the morning. I used to do a quick 15 minutes. Now I do an hour. Because that's what the Holy Spirit led me to do. Ooh, I just want to praise God and worship Him. After this prayer, get some help. You have 800 numbers. You have mental health. You have therapists. You have rehabs. You can detox. How do you detox? By cleansing your body, getting all the toxins out your body. You have to also make an effort to help. It's not just going to fall out the sky and everything going to be okay forever. You have to believe and want to change so that you can make a difference. So after the prayer, we're going to just go into our praise and worship. Like I said, if you have any other suggestions for songs, let me know. I can upload them and play them. But this is a song that we usually close out with. Powerful. Thank you for joining in. You have a very blessed and productive day.
For you are mighty, Jesus. Mane siare na na we siara na bosia na na bosia. Mane na na bosia na 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 we na na we siara. Lord, we worship you, God. We worship you, God.